wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
I wrote it easy way.
Life is hard.
Welcome, 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 welcome. What's up, everybody? What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? It is Easy Talk Live once again, specially broadcasted. We only broadcast and do our show now for the special occasions. And I'm your host, Easy Zuli, the top 10 influential person on social media, based upon third-party perspective, weekly billboard, and cold heat news. And I'm a host, actor, producer, entrepreneur. And we got an awesome show for you guys. Awesome show. Yes, sir. Are you guys ready for this show? If you're ready, let me hear some noise. All right. We got cool stuff for you guys. I want to jump right into it, tell you guys a little bit about what's been going on with Easy Way. I know I've been a ghost for a while. So we have a really awesome announcement to make. Our show and our syndication, everything we're doing, is now on Amazon TV. Amazon TV server on Verizon Broadcast. And, we've been busy, man. Real, real busy. Third quarter will be on Apple TV and Xbox. And a lot of, like, really, really cool things going on. So we got a cool show. Great guest today coming on here pretty soon. He's an artist. As you guys know, we support the independent artists. We support the movement. We support whatever people are doing. And let's get some music up in here. Let's get some fun going on here. There we go. All right. So, yeah, guys, we got this artist coming on. And shout-outs to Edna Sims, his publicist. That's why we're bringing him on the show. Check them out. He's got some cool things going on here. And so let me tell you a little bit about this artist that we're going to be bringing on here as soon as I find the information. Where is it? Is it here? All right, so here we go. We got so this artist's name, first of all, is Petey Pyramid, and he's dropping his West Coast-inspired slapper and visual, Let It Out. So we'll be playing that song here pretty soon for you guys. So after taking a trip, Petey Pyramid from Kansas City native couldn't help but whip up a track that captured the moment. Petey is and it has a swag of production release, Let It Out, which is perfect for a feel-good banger, showcasing the West Coast style and having fun in the sun, driving classic cars and interacting with the baddest women. I like that. All right, Petey, hook it up with some of those women. So you know Future's camp took notice of Petey's talents, and he's now doing his own thing with his swag productions. Petey has released his song, the visual, Let It Out. Petey's shout-outs, rolling in the 57 Chevy Candy Apple, and got me looking like E's and R&B bass sounds sure kills all the clubs. And so check it out for a visual, Let It Out. You guys can check out his music video. Go look up Let It Out and Petey Pyramid. Let It Out mixtape features Petey Pyramid over an amazing lineup of tracks brought to you by himself as well as some of the best producers in the game, including KE on the tracks, Future, Nicki Minaj, DJ Khaled, SM Tracks, T.I., Rich Homie, Quan, K Camp, Diego Avenue, Rico Love, Kevin Gates, Rick Ross, Jack Dans, On Demand, Kansas City, Love Stone, One Bounce, Jay Black, Bieber, Jill Scott, Ariana Grande, TLO, also as a special guest appearance with Cali Native, UTK, Universe the King, Young Versus, The Pop, Young Boss, and G Watts. So a little bit about Petey Pyramid, hailing from Kansas City, Missouri, the Midwest bred Petey Pyramid started out young. He started out as a young person, and he became honing in with his pen and tender age of 8 years old and composing music at the age of 16 years old. So he started early. His first taste of life as a part of the rap group Dry Bones Live was all young Petey needed to stamp his arrival into entertainment. 2013, Petey moved into Philadelphia to focus on education music while earning 2 bachelor's degrees. All right, there you go. Good stuff, Petey. There you go. That's not an easy move. So 2 bachelor's degrees. He was able to land major placements production-wise with artists such as T.Y.E., Tribet, Da Truth, and Grammy Award-winning Christian sensation L.E.C.R.A.E. In 2013, Mr. Pyramid moved to Atlanta where he teamed up with mega producer K.E. on the track and began working his EP, Let It Out. These efforts caught the attention and many A&Rs and producers of the of them being Lil Roni, R. Kelly, Britney Spears, T.I., Usher, Mary J. Blige, 2 Chainz, and more. So P.D. has also been seen gracing the same pages with the hip-hop heavyweights as, such as Future, Lil Boozy, Rico, Love, Young Dro, and more. So we can look forward to a little brilliance from his career, P.D. Pyramid. So we are doing a show, guys, called The Next to Blow, and that's with Transformers Music Group, which broke the record and made the record Paparazzi with Lady Gaga. They work with Katy Perry, Usher, many, many great people. They're one of our partners here for this show, Next to Blow, which I'll be hosting on Amazon TV, our network, Easy Way TV. It's just all on social media if you want to know more information, and we're going to be looking for artists to do the thing here the easy way. And so we're going to go to quick commercial break. And when we get back, we're going to have P.D. Pyramid come on, talk to us a little bit, give us a little 401 inside how he got started, why he got started, who he met, his whole story. So, all right, guys, you're listening to Easy Talk Live. I'm your host, Eric E.Z. Zuli, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and Easy Way magazine. Learn more about the beautiful Easy Way Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow Easy Way on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
All right, guys, we're back. Do it the easy way. All right, you guys ready? Cool. So this is pretty cool. I'm happy to announce that we have Mr. P.D. Pyramid on here. And remember, guys, if you want to be on my radio show and you want to promote yourself and get your stuff out there, you can hit us up at 914-338-1303 when we're live on air. Tell us your story. Tell us what you got going on. You can also hit us up at 424-209-9290 or email easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. All right, so we got Mr. P.D. Pyramid on the line. P.D., are you there with us?
Absolutely.
All right. There he is. Hey, man, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Shout out to your publicist, Edna. She hooked it up. You got a good team there, man. I always say it's all about the team you choose to surround yourself with. Would you agree?
Man, that's the most important thing. It doesn't matter how good you are, how much talent you got. I mean, if your team, you know what I mean, isn't decent and backing you 100%, you know, and you have people who represent areas where you're weak in, then you won't make it too far in this game.
Yes, sir. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your travels and how you built your team and everybody that's on your team?
It was really an organic process. Like I said, you read earlier, I started pretty early just, you know, doing music. Around the age of 8, I started rapping. As I grew older and moved to Philly, I began to produce more so than write lyrics. And I had, like, my closest friend, he owned a trucking business. So
are you on a speakerphone? Sorry to interrupt you. Are you on a speakerphone?
It
sounds a little echoey. It sounds like I'm trying to make sure we're hearing exactly what you're saying. So it doesn't sound.
Okay, hold on. Let me see.
Yeah, it sounds a little reverbish, which is kind of cool, but want to make sure we're hearing everything that you're saying. So, guys, P.D. Pyramid is going to give us a story on, it's all about your team, man. It's all without the right team just surrounding you, you're not going to go anywhere. And I'm living proof as well as many of our clients. And it's extremely important. You need your publicist, you need your manager, you need your attorney, you need your graphics people, you need your production people. You need your social media people. You need, I mean, you really got to have that team. So, you ready, Petey?
Yeah, let me know if it's still doing the same thing.
That's much better. Much better. Perfect. So, please continue with your story, how you built your team.
Oh, yeah, man. So, basically, when I graduated college, one of my closest friends, you know, he was like, hey, man, you should move back from Philadelphia, because that's where I lived at the time, which is the reason why I got a 215 number. He was like, you should move back from Philadelphia, and we should team up, man. He was like, you know, he had a lucrative trucking company, and he was like, hey, I got extra money. You know, let's try to chase this thing. I believe in you. So I ended up moving back, and so he was kind of like my first team member and investor in a sense. I was able to – I took about 2 more years to just really kind of write, seek for good production, and just really perfect my craft and create a unique sound. Because it's real important that, you know, you don't really want to sound like anybody else. So just studied and created my sound. And over time, man, like I said, just getting exposure by doing local shows and people were attracted. I was able to find a good manager, Michael Watson. And originally my investor was my manager, Anthony Hill. But, you know, trying to be an investor and manager, like, it's a lot of things. Like I said, every piece to the puzzle is key. You know, and so I ended up switching management and got with Michael Watson. And then from there, you know, I built, you know, got a photographer and social media people that kind of helped build my social media following, because it's very important. And then lastly, the addition that I got was a publicist who's great, Edna Sims, who you mentioned. And that's kind of how it worked. Just like with the more exposure you get, you know, the more help that you'll need to keep the boat running smoothly and as well as just continue to grow your brand.
Oh, definitely, man.
Sure.
What's your Twitter real quick? Because we're sending a blast out right now to everybody to say what's up to you and go follow you.
Absolutely, man. Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter is all at PD Pyramid. That's PETEY Pyramid.
Can you spell that? Spell all the way through?
Yeah. PETEY TYRAMID. PETEYRAMID. Pyramid. And that's
T-Y.
All of my social medias. Yeah, PD Pyramid. Yeah, Pyramid spelled normal.
Okay.
TYAMID.
Got it. Okay. So we're going to send a blast out for you, man. We have over 350,000 subscribers on social media. Make sure people know you and to follow you. And that's how we do, man. It's all about support. And so it sounds cool. So now you mentioned that you found an investor. You know, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Everybody wonders about the money, you know, so what did your investor do for you?
Oh, shoot, man, invest. Like studio time, you know, traveling expenses, things like that. And it's really a risk, man. You got to, you know, it wasn't like we were on contracts or anything. It's just he believed in my dream and invested. You know, he's one of my closest friends. He trusts me. I trust him. And like I said, like he's with me right now, currently actually out in L.A. I'm working with Joe Black, one of the best producers out here. He produced for Justin Bieber. Grande, K. Michelle, Jill Scott, a lot of, you know, dope people, R. Kelly, Chris Brown. And so it's like the higher in production you go, I'm actually being challenged out here working with great writers, working with great producers out here in Hollywood, man. And it's just a really great experience. And like without like my team, you know, as far as Edna, she lives out here in Cali. I'm actually from Kansas City, Missouri. That's where I was born and raised, but just having those opportunities, man, for those people to, you know, get those plane tickets and you know, that the hotel stays and, you know, when you try to do everything yourself, you know, things tend to move a lot slower just because you're limited to what you can and can't do, you know what I mean, just far as just funds alone. So it's just, like, I think that who if you're serious about it, you know, and you're actually talented, you know, and you're good, you know, people don't mind taking a risk on you and investing in you, you know, and they see how that this is my passion, you know, and that I'm continuing to improve And you know, it's definitely a grassroots, because when you're independent, you don't have the big label back and money like that to do certain things. So it's definitely a slower process. But the reason I'm out here, you know, is to get my project prepared. Like you said, I have a mixtape out right now called The Let Out. Make sure y'all go get that. It's on Amazon, Rhapsody, Spotify, you know, SoundCloud, which is at PD Pyramid as well, and you can get that. But I'm working on my EP that we're going to take to a few labels to shop. And so it's just real next level music, man. Completely different vibe than what I've been on, you know. So it's really great, man. I'm having a blast out here.
That's cool, man. We're going to be playing that track. Your publicist did send it to us. You could tell us a little bit about the story behind it. But real quick, we're going to grab a couple callers because we love our fans. We love everybody that's out there. We got 980-8455. And Homer has something to say to you.
Woohoo!
Yeah, what's up, fans? Who do we have on the line? You're listening to Easy Talk Live.
What up, EZ? This is Flash, the race car
what's up?
Driver.
Hey, NASCAR Wheeling Series, Flash. How you doing, brother? Appreciate you calling in.
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? I want to tell everybody, man, I'm doing good, E, that Eric is a great, great person, man. Strategist, marketer, man, everything that you could think of. So anybody looking to go his way, this is your man right here for Hollywood, you know, Orange County, and international. So he goes domestic and international. So you want to peep him out and follow this man right here. Good man.
Well, I appreciate
sure, the
that.
Easy
well,
way.
No, thank
that's
you.
Right,
thank you, guys.
Easy way. No
yeah,
problem.
No,
that,
yeah.
The easy way, y'all.
Flash is one of our valued members for Easy Way Access. And, you know, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you doing your thing on April 16th, man, on that racetrack. And what have you been listening to the show, Flash? What do you think of the team building topic?
Oh, I love it, man. I'm sitting here enjoying it. April 16th, I'm not racing today, you guys, due to inspection failures. But I will be back out on the track in May 16th, you guys, so look out.
May,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. Well, we appreciate you calling in. So anything particular you want to promote really quick to our listeners and our fans?
You guys can find me on Periscope by just simply looking up Flash, NASCAR, just put them together. You guys can find me on Twitter by putting in chill and then IE_Mo. But this is about Eric. I don't want to take away his show. Much love to everybody out there. Remember, stay peace, man. Stay at peace, everybody.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling in. Definitely, Flash, it's always appreciation. You know, we're appreciative of the support. Petey, this is Flash, NASCAR driver. Flash, this is Petey. I'm glad you guys were able to meet each other. Make sure you follow each other on Twitter. Support each other. That's what we do, man. We connect things the easy way. Thanks for calling in, brother.
Hey, no problem at all. You keep it going, man.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to grab one other caller, and then we have about 14 minutes left in the show, so we're going to play the song. If I can – I'm having technical – you know what? I'm going to have to go to a quick little commercial break here because for some reason I'm not getting the song to be able to play. We got to make sure we do this. So we're going to grab one more caller here, guys, and then we're going to pull some magic out, make sure we get the song. Call 805-4066. Are you just listening to the show, or did you want to say hey and tell us where you're from, who you are? Nope, sometimes they just want to listen. It's all good. Please stay on board, listen to the show, and enjoy it. If you want to post something on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, we'd love to hear from you. Remember, hashtag EasyWay, guys. So, Petey, why don't you tell us your story of how you got discovered from Kansas moving into Hollywood?
Oh, man, shoot. It's actually I went to a Drake and Future concert and worked my way up to the front of the stage and just was like, man, this is. I had a feeling like, man, this is what I meant to do. They came to Kansas City to the Sprint Center, and I ended up talking to this girl, beautiful girl, and we exchanged numbers, and then I told her that I, you know, was an artist and that I did music, and I told her I was already locally being played in Kansas City. The Let Out was spinning like, you know, a lot of times a day, and people knew the song, but just didn't know the artist was even from Kansas City, which is so sad. You know what I mean? They all thought, you know, it was a California artist, but it was, you know, it was me. So I told her what I sang. So that night she ended up getting backstage to the Future concert. And she met with Future's manager, BK, and she actually told him about me. Like, hey, it's this guy, you know, this and this. So I actually moved to Atlanta first, and I lived in Atlanta under the Free Bands camp under Future. for about a year while I worked on my, you know, worked on my sound and worked with some of their network as far as engineers and producers. And really BK just took me up, which is BK, shouts out to BK out in Atlanta, shoot, all over the world, wherever Future is. So he took me in his home, man, and just really taught me a lot about the industry and, you know, how everything works and just perfecting my sound, you know. And after that, you know, I realized that Atlanta is trap music. That's not really my thing, you know what I mean? And I got kind of like a different sound. It's kind of influenced Midwest and more so like West as well. So I got out of there. You know, free bands wasn't like, you know, the best fit for me. You know what I mean? So then, you know, back to square one in a sense, and realized that Cali, man, is just beautiful vibes out here. You know, it's beautiful vibes. And my publicist that I met, who my manager introduced me to, is out here. So it just so happens that I'm out here at least once or twice a month doing events. We got the Nappy Woods show coming up, the hair show I'm headlining, coming up April 6th. So August 6th, I apologize. So it's a few months out, but it's going to be crazy. Crazy, a lot of people there, record stores and hair. And I got hair, so I know they're going to do something crazy to me. So I'm just looking forward to that too. So
you're the hair dude, huh? So you have all the salons and everybody looking at you. And I'm a little bummed, man.
Yeah.
You're going to miss our – we're doing a big entrepreneurtainment social tech concert seminar on August 6th. I was going to invite you, but you're already doing something on August 6th. So it's all good, though,
yeah,
man. We're going to definitely support you. And anybody that's listening, guys, make sure you're following PD Pyramid. We'll be pushing it out on Twitter and Facebook and, you know, trying to get you some support, brother. So we're going to play your music. And then when this is over, anything else you want to promote, anything else you got coming up, you know, if you want to give us a shout out and you enjoyed yourself, you know, we're just going to just open the floor up. So, guys, this is PD Pyramid. Is it Pete Pyramid or PD Pyramid? Make sure I'm saying this right.
PD Pyramid. Yeah, PT Pyramid. Yeah.
Okay, so this is PD Pyramid. The song's called Let Out, guys. Make sure you post your comments, and here we go.
You see her over there? I'm about to pull up. Right on over there.
That's the one in the green.
The one in the green. You see her? She got like three friends with her.
This yo is packed.
It's popping. Yo, pull up. Pull up. I'm about to pull up right next to
turn
her.
Turn around.
My mate.
Hey.
She's drunk. Don't get her.
It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah, it's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah, it's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah, it's the let out.
It's 3 in the morning. Let the games begin.
Okay.
The let out is a sport.
It is.
And I came to win. Defense wins games.
What?
I got that toolie on me. Hate it when they girlfriends drooling on me.
We just try and have a great night. And leave with some better than the great white.
Damn.
I got my music playing.
Shit.
With the window down.
Damn.
And the wind.
Back my speakers. Cause the end's all loud. Ooh, rolling in the 57 7 8. Candy apple red. Got me looking like an SA. They is all gold. Rolling on froze, the good girls home, so we only on home. Reel them in with some liquor and some Mary Jane. Take them back to Inglewood with Lil K-State. It's a party. Thanks to Keisha, Veronica, and Sharday.
It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah. It's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah. It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah. It's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah. It's the let out.
Headed to the Waffle House just to get acquainted. Now you shouldn't feel like you're easy, you can say we dated. Pour some rock all in her orange juice. This is how me and my boys do. But that was y'all to Lil Terry's gotta beat the sun. It's almost 6 o'clock, but we don't sleep, we're young.
YOLO, things moving slow. I got the purple in my solo. White beat around, I'm padded up just like a solo.
She claimed she was so ready to get me alone.
What?
Think I hiked her up
what?
When I caught her knee alone.
Damn.
See a freak though, meet me in a shit though. Hit it like a freak though, but I don't play for keeps though.
No.
I woke up faded, but no I gotta get fresh for the night. It's the let out. If you do it, then do it right.
It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah. It's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah. It's the let out. I'm rolling with my we roll it up, light it up, hit it, yeah. It's the let out. We just looking for some the club that out, and now we about to get it, yeah. It's the let out. It's the let out. It's the let out.
All right. Okay, cool. It's the let out. I'm rolling up.
Yeah.
I'm like bobbing my head, man. That's a nice little banger right there. I see that.
Hey, man,
as like
I appreciate
a,
it.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I see that as a cool little soundtrack to like a straight out of Compton movie or something, you know?
Got that West Coast vibe. That West Coast feel, man. And everybody listening, if y'all like the single, please support, man. This is a lot of time, man, blood, sweat, and tears that we put into this music. We always welcome in new listeners, man, new fans and supporters. Just type in iTunes, get the 99-cent download, and support the single. It's definitely catchy, fun song. The clean version and the unedited version is on there as well, so you have the freedom to choose to pick. However you want to get down, you get down, man. I appreciate everybody for listening today. Shouts out to Eric. With Easy Way Broadcasting, man, I appreciate you guys, man. It's all love.
Oh, thank you, man. I really appreciate it. So our movement is hashtag Easy Way. So if you use that hashtag, you'll see a lot of our supporters start supporting you. And you know, I'm a celebrity blogger, so I push it out. 184,000 followers on Twitter. I'm verified, and a lot of our people on our team are influencers and stuff. So when we push things,
awesome.
You know. Yeah, a lot of people get involved. Flash is one of our big supporters. So you got NASCAR Hotline, and just all these people all over the place support what we do. It's a blessing. So real quick, we got 5 more minutes left. Why don't you tell us how that song began? Where did the ideas come from? It, you know?
Yeah, man. I've been to California before, man. I was a lot younger when I came, so I didn't really get to experience the nightlife. But like California, actually, the clubs closed down pretty early here, opposed to some places like down south, you know, in Midwest. So we didn't know that, and the liquor stores closed early and everything. It's just kind of crazy. So we was out here having a good time, me and my friends, and we showed up to the club mad late. And, like, we was like, damn, we're not even going to be able to get in the club. Like, we only got, like, 30 minutes left. So we just stayed in the car, man, and we was, like, deciding, like, do they have after-hours places out here? Like, we didn't know anything about anything out here. And, shoot, man, eventually, like, all the girls just start walking out the club, like, at the end of the night. Like, it was just free game for everybody. It was crazy because, like, man, we didn't have to buy no drinks for these girls or nothing. Like, they was just already ready and just ready to have fun and wondering where they wanted to go next. So I was like, man, this whole vibe is crazy. And nobody ever made a song about what happens, like, after the club, man, like, trying to take advantage of, you know, the great time of the night right before the night is over. You know what I mean? Like swooping in for the kill in a sense. And it's just like once we did that, we started doing that like all the time, like creeper mode, like going to clubs and just chilling, you know, going to clubs and just chilling, man, trying to save money and, you know, still have a great time and just have house parties like after the club, like inviting people over, like guys and girls. And, you know, and so it's like we started calling the parties to let out. You know what I mean? And it just started growing and growing and growing. I'm just like, man, I got to recreate this vibe. Like, it's just, you know, it's real fun. You know, it's sometimes it's better, it's a little safer than going to some of these after-hour spots too, man. It's like people just real crazy out here sometimes. So it's cool, man. Like that's kind of how the song came about. So it's like a storytelling song so you can kind of feel the vibe in it. And it's like the music video is like a big dream and like I'm in a trance. You know, and I wake up like, oh, what happened last night? You know what I mean? Like, so it's definitely just a fun song, man, and that most people can relate to. You know what I mean? So that's definitely kind of, it was like inspired on true events, if you will. So, man, it was just real fun making that song.
Is the music video finished or is that yet to come out?
You say what?
Is the music video done? Is it out or is it yet to come out?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's doing good, man. We just put it out not too long ago. It's okay. I would love for you guys to tweet that, man. That's really what if you could tweet that video, man, it's amazing. Had LB Graphics do it. Very high quality music video, funny, comical, you know, and you know, you really get to just see that side of me in that music video. If you go to my YouTube, it's youtube.com/PD Pyramid. Everything is PD Pyramid, either at PD Pyramid or /PD Pyramid. That's Facebook and YouTube as well. Gmail as well, if you guys hear me and want to reach out, a collab or work, you know, everything is PD Pyramid. So, but yeah, just typing in YouTube, the let out, PD Pyramid, the video will pop right up. Trying to break 18,000 views. Yeah,
okay,
right
I'll,
now. So it's just trying to create the most awareness as possible.
I'll talk to Music Videos Top 10 and I'll have them check it out. See if we can't get you on that blog. And
hey, let's go, E. Let's do it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Well, it's a cool song. I at first I'm like, is he saying stiletto? It's stiletto. Like
yeah,
I'm thinking girls in the
says, yeah, it's the stiletto song. Yeah, the stiletto guy. Yeah, yeah.
But you're actually
exactly
saying let
out.
It's the let out. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The
well,
let
maybe,
out.
Maybe
yeah.
You could do the remix version with some salons and some girls in stilettos or something. You know, like. But no, that's good. That's good stuff, man. It's a great song. You know, keep up the good work. Keep up the push. You know, definitely shout outs to your team and you know, we'll be watching. We appreciate you coming on the show. You know, we're proud to announce, guys, that we're creeping up to 1 million listeners on the station. We got another show coming up on Sunday pretty soon with one of James Brown's right hands. We got a teen show we're in the midst of talking to. We got our Baby Boomers show, Radio Boomers Live, with Betty White from Off the Rocker star, Aretha Gray, and my dad. And we're really making some moves with this movement, guys, with this network, and we're always supporting artists. We're always supporting new things. And remember, everybody, if you guys want your stuff to get out there, all you need to do is download our app, EasyWay app, easywaymobile.com. And you can actually check out everything that we do. The app does promote you. You can actually contact us via the live chat. You can talk with us directly. Say, hey, I got this music video I want to promote. Hey, I got this person I want you to interview. Hey, I mean, it's whatever you got. It's your portal to get to us, guys. And we are going to be airing on Amazon TV, Xbox, Apple TV. This show is aired on Apple and iTunes, as well as Blog Talk and many other syndications. Shout out to Soul Central TV, Soul Central Magazine, Actors Reporter, Fan TV Global Networks, and all of our partners and media partners in syndication, Music That Pays Magazine, Hollywood Weekly Magazine. We love you guys more than you know. So this has been a great show, man. And if you got some good music. I mean, I worked with Akon for 6.5 years. I was one of Convict's guys. I was an official host for Convict Music, and so I know good music when I hear it. I'm the host for the Hollywood Music and Media Awards. We honor people all the time. I interview people that are Grammy nominees and award winners and award nominees. And so I'm always constantly involved with good people that are doing cool projects. And I'll be honest too. I have no problem putting you on blast. If your music's no good, I'm not going to be mean about it. But I'm gonna be real, you know. I'm gonna tell you, you know what? Your drops were off here, and you could have some better background music over here. I mean, I was a producer. I had a music studio myself. I started out producing music, doing Pro Tools. I wrote music. I used to be in a crew called MCology. I rap, you know. And so I know I'm not just a host. I know a lot of this and stuff. And so I will tell you
that
is good.
Into it.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of work, and I can tell it's mastered very well. I can tell that the quality of the I can tell that you guys definitely did put some effort into it. I'm looking forward to checking out the music video. I will tweet it to my 184,000 followers, and I'm verified. Hopefully, a couple of my verified accounts and my people support me. You know, I my record is 150 retweets when I've tweeted something. You know, can you believe
Let's make it happen.
100. Yeah, so we'll see what happens, and you know, it's a pleasure meeting you, man. You know, keep up the good work, keep the movement going. Shout outs to your publicist Edna Sims for bringing you on. We're glad to support you, Edna. Looking forward to your big event on June 16th with the Cartoon Network's cast. It's a TV show, and it supports you know, charity, and it's a nonprofit event out here in Orange County. We'll be there to support that. And so last final words, man, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to give you a couple minutes to just promote whatever you want to promote. Shout outs to your fans, your family, your friends, your team. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my man, my best friend, Anthony Hill, you know, my manager, Michael Watson, my publicist, Edna Sims, all of my family and friends, my supporters that have been there with me since day one. Shouts out to BK, Parrish, everybody who has influenced Seth Perkins, the reason why my music sounds A1, man, my engineer. Just everybody, man, who in the game and out the game to just influence my life, man. I appreciate y'all. I'm going to keep rocking for y'all. Once again, PetePyramid.com, PetePyramid.com for all of my other social media sites. You just go there, see new pictures, stay updated with shows, events, and the latest news. Again, that's PetePyramid.com. And, again, want to thank Eric Easy Way, you guys, for having me, man. It was a great time. And hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
For sure, brother. Don't go anywhere because I got one little last little thing I'm gonna do with you. I do a fun thing called Easy Way Hot Seat. Okay, and it's a particular question. Every now and then I change it up, but it's a particular question that kind of like puts you on the spot a little bit. But I want you to answer it honestly for me. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the nervousness in his voice. He's like, wait a minute. No,
what's going on?
So, I know that you've experienced, you know, jealous situations. Can you give us an idea of in your travels, a jealous situation that's happened? You know, somebody putting you on a bad blog, or somebody, you know, speaking bad on you, or trying to hurt you or damage you. You know, give us an idea of a jealous situation that you faced. You know, take a couple minutes if you want. We can go to a little break, play some music. And then tell us how you overcame that situation. Do you have something off the top of your head, or you want to take some time to think about it?
Yeah, get a commercial break. Let me get something good for y'all.
All right, cool. We're going to go a quick commercial break, guys. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm your host, Eric Easy Azuli, here with Petey Pyramid. We're doing it the easy way, baby. We're going to listen to this quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to listen to Petey Pyramid's jealous situation, how he overcame it. You know, we're an inspirational show, man. We're always interested in hearing what everybody's got going on and how they overcome their obstacles. So, guys, this is Easy Talk Live. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. HavanaWatches.com provides the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in our custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and internationally designed models. HavanaWatches.com has been creating high-quality watches since 2004. Our executive staff has over 18 years of watch experience. I myself was the past president of Whitnor Watches International. We are American-owned and operated. Our goal is to provide you with a watch you are proud to wear. We want to be your preferred watch brand in the United States. See our styles at HavanaWatches.com. Find watches exclusively for you.
All right, guys, and we are back. Havana Watches, make sure you get your Easy Way watch, guys. You can go to easywaybroadcasting.com/shop. And get your Easy Way watch. And remember, if anybody has anything that they want to advertise or you want your word to get out there, hit us up at 424-209-9290 or easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. We'd love to hear what you got. Put you out to hundreds and thousands of people that actually do retweet and get your word out there. So we're with Petey Pyramid. Petey, you got your situation?
Yeah, man. I really don't, you know, really focus on like negative things, like jealousy too much.
Of course not.
But, yeah, I try not to. But, I mean, it always, you know, it always tends to happen, you know, especially more so locally. I've been blessed to be able to work with, you know, a lot of industry producers and just, you know, record at a lot of top-tier studios and things of that nature. I guess one thing that happened to me was, man, it really felt like even guys that I grew up with, you know, doing music and things like that, when it was like I was kind of rapping just as a hobby, you know, rapping just to rap, like they was cool with me, you know, like I, you know, do shows with them, get invited out with the little promoters and be able to do shows with them and stuff like that. And then it was just like kind of like when I moved away and came back, you know, I know for a fact that, you know, I didn't think any higher of myself, but it would just seem like, you know, everybody kind of, you know, that I was kind of cool with amongst, like, various artists and peer artists locally, kind of just, you know, grouped up in a sense and kind of, I don't know how to, kind of just kind of stood clear of me for whatever reason, you know. I don't know if they expecting me to give a handout or try to give my connections to them or whatever. But it was really like a weird, you know, situation. And I just, at first, you know, I didn't quite understand it. And just looking back, hindsight looking back, I had to talk to those guys, man, and really, you know, see what was on their heart, man. And that's kind of how I got over it, because it's just like once people stop talking, you can only assume, you know what I mean? And I don't like to assume. So I just got with those individuals, man, and really broke bread with them to try to, you know, let them know, you know, hey, listen, this is what I'm doing. I, you know, and back home it's like a really crab in a barrel, crab in a bucket mentality, you know. As long as you on their level or under, you know what I'm saying? In a sense, it's like they support you. And then as soon as you start trying to come up and be greater, it's like, you know, people begin to hate, you know, and it's just even to the point where they're killing each other. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. real tough. Like, so I just kind of stand clear, man, and stay. What I do now is just keep a small circle. I don't try to really impress or you know, please too many people. I just do me, you know what I'm saying, and just be true and honest to my team and my morals and just stay and perfecting my craft. And whatever comes with that, I just got to accept, you know what I mean? So whether it be people that hate or people that's jealous, like, they got to deal with that on their self. Mm-hmm. Like, only try to focus on positive vibes, you know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, no, I appreciate you sharing that with us, man. Thank you. And it's always unique to hear everybody's story. So don't go anywhere, Petey. This is actually the TV show I was telling you about that we're working on. This, we're going to play this live commercial, guys. This is next to blow. Petey, you've been a pleasure. You've been a great guest, and we're going to support you on social media. We'll talk about your music video, because I do have a channel on Film On, which has over 70 million viewers a month and 2.1 billion ad impressions. We're one of the top 10 entertainment channels on that platform. And we do air music videos all the time. We also work with NBC, Comcast, 901 Jams, a lot of different things. We push music videos like crazy. So, all right, guys, keep listening. This is the new show that we're working on, guys. It's called Next to Blow, The Next to Blow. It is the next American Idol, The Voice, X Factor. In fact, the company that works with this show, and we came on as a partner, represents and works with every artist on all of those shows. How cool is that? This is Next to Blow, guys.
Are you an artist, DJ, or dancer? Have you been looking for a chance to prove your talent to the world with no luck? Well, look no further. Join us for the Next to Blow $50,000 National Talent Search. Two lucky contestants will go home with a cash prize of $50,000 and a single deal with a major recording company. Our judges represent some of the largest record labels, including Universal, Island Records, Def Jam Recordings, Atlantic Records, Concord Music Group, After Eden Records, and Interscope. The Next to Blow talent search will be coming to a state near you, but slots are limited and will not last long. So register today at www.thenexttoblow.com. That's T-H-E-N-E-X-T, the number 2, B-L-O-W.com. Don't miss out, because you could be next.
All right, guys, so yeah, definitely check out the – actually, go to our fans page, Easy Way Broadcasting, or the number two, Blow, if you want to know more information about that. Petey, you've been a great guest, man. Looking forward to following your social media. We'll keep in touch. Hit me up. Shout-outs to everybody that's been listening. Please do me a favor. Retweet, share, hashtag. Let's push this thing. Let's support a fellow independent artist. And if you guys want to get on the show, if you want to get some promotion, you hit us up at 424-209-9290. That's 424-209-9290, or just hit us up on our app, Easy Way app, or easywaybroadcasting.com, or you can text Easy. See how simple this is? Easy to the number 21777. That's the letter E, letter Z, to 21777. We'd love to hear from you guys. All right, guys, stay tuned to know when our next special show is going to be. I'm your host, Eric Easy Zuli. Petey, you've been great, man. I'll talk to you later, all right?
All right, man. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, we'll catch you later on the next show. Make sure you tune in so you know when it is. Download the app. You'll get a push notification. Shout-out to The Flash, who came onto the show. Thank you for your support and your testimony on all my fans and all of our Easy Way fans. Talk to you guys later.
All right.
You have been listening to Easy Talk and doing it the easy way on Easy Way Broadcasting with your host, internationally known radio and TV personality, actor, producer, and social media expert, Eric Easy Zuli. His work has been recognized by Congress. The city and county of Los Angeles have honored him with an award in his name. To find out more about Eric and Easy Way Broadcasting, follow him on Twitter at Eric Zuli. and check him out on HollywoodItGuy.com. Thank you for listening.
Something like that.